From Tidbits on April 29th, 2013, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Smile has updated PDF Pen and PDF Pen Pro to version 6.0.2, dramatically reducing memory usage and adding an option to turn off autosave and versions, found in the general pane of PDF Pen's preferences. The update brings several requested form-related changes, including improved tab ordering with automatic form creation, setting a multi-line property when automatically creating tall form fields, reverting to the default font when automatically creating form fields, and fixes for unspecified issues when saving PDF forms. Additionally, both editions fix issues with applying foreground, background, and stroke colors, and ensure that document permissions are respected when inserting page numbers. As of this writing, neither PDF Pen nor PDF Pen Pro have been updated to 6.0.2 in the Mac App Store. Upgrades from a previous major version of PDF Pen or PDF Pen Pro cost $30 via Smile, but are free to those who have purchased on or after October 15, 2012. If you want to upgrade to PDF Pen Pro from a previous version of PDF Pen, the price is $40. A week after its last update, Golden Hill Software has released CloudPull 2.4.1. The new version of the Google Data Backup application primarily addresses a change that Google made in the way that URLs are formed when downloading presentations in Microsoft Office format from Google Drive. The update restores the capability to backup presentations and ensures that URL patterns for documents and spreadsheets are updated too. Devon Technologies has updated its three editions of Devon Agent, Lite, Express, and Pro, though Devon Agent Pro gets the bulk of the changes. All three Research Assistant apps get a new plugin for researching the British Library website, updates to the Rocket News and SEC plugins, support for Retina displays, improved French and German localizations. Both Devon Agent Express and Pro receive a new Macintosh News search set, which looks for news specific to OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion, plus improvements that provide tube scanner capability, compatibility with YouTube and Dailymotion, improved reliability of imported web browser bookmarks, support for thumbnails downloaded from thumbshots.com, and proper handling of HTML and HTTP dates. Devon Agent Pro adds a format pop-up when adding results to DevonThink, and its available formats include resource, bookmark, summary, paginated and unpaginated PDF, and web archive. The Pro Edition also adds an action script to file results in DevonThink Pro's global inbox, and a command in the contextual menu of PDF results to add PDFs to DevonThink. Additionally, the update improves the browser's plugin to DevonThink Pro Office's authenticated server, version 2.5 and later, enhances the convert results to RSS feed action script so the feed can be viewed after enabling web sharing, and improves action scripts to access the HTML source of results. As of this writing, none of the Devon Agent editions in the Mac App Store have been updated to version 3.5. Expanding its functionality beyond its text expansion capabilities, Ergonis has released Typenator 5.5 with new calculation fields that enable you to add computations and assignments of computed values to variables. While this was previously available using external scripts, calculations can now be embedded directly into expansions. Ergonis' press release for Typenator 5.5 suggests that calculations can be used for completing bills with taxes and discounts added, as well as for converting currencies using the conversion script. Among more than 20 changes, Typenator 5.5 also improves matching for certain abbreviations that have similar endings, avoids occasional and delayed feedback sounds, fixes an issue with typographically incorrect smart quotes, works around a problem with cursor positioning in Mail and OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion, solves a cursor positioning problem in most web browsers, and improves the timing of clipboard-based expansions. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smiles, ScanSnap, Transporter, and Das Keyboard. If you like listening to articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via our email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.